The U.S. government has announced plans to overhaul the U.S. organ transplant system after years of criticism. 22 people die every day, it's estimated, in the U.S. waiting for kidney transplants, with poor and non-white patients disproportionately affected. The U.S. also has a higher rate of wasted donated organs compared to European countries. The overhaul plan focuses on breaking up the, in effect, monopoly that one organization, the United Network for Organ Sharing, has on the system. Lenny Bernstein is a reporter for The Washington Post. He covers health and medicine. Lenny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Reading your piece on this, Lenny, I realize how little I know about how organ transplant works in the United States. Under the law, there's this one group, this United Network for Organ Sharing, a UNOS, that does everything. Tell us about this organization.
Yeah, it really is sort of remarkable that one nonprofit agency has held the contract to run the entire organ transplant system for 37 years, and especially as that system has grown across the country from, you know, a little small system that involved, you know, several hospitals and organ banks, to a nationwide system. There's now 250 hospitals that do transplants. There's 56 little nonprofits that pick up the organs. And at the center of it all is UNOS. They coordinate the whole thing. They run the technology, they make the policy, and they do all this with a contract to the federal government.
What have been some of the criticisms in recent years leveled at the way this system works?
Well, there are quite a few, unfortunately. You can look at their technology, which has really not kept up to date. There are a number of surgeons who use other means to find the kidneys that they are waiting for. You can look at the OPOs that they are supposed to ride herd on. Those are the organ procurement organizations. And unfortunately, they also have little monopolies in their regions. Some of them are quite good and are very aggressive about getting organs from people. Some of them are terrible, and they just don't get very many organs at all compared to their populations. UNOS is supposed to be helping them do better, supposed to be holding them to account when they're not picking up the organs that people need. And that really hasn't happened. And then when there's sort of misconduct or malfeasance or complaints, UNOS is supposed to investigate that, and they don't do that very often at all.
And I also mentioned the concern that we end up donated organs, incredibly valuable, potentially life-saving, we end up wasting more of them than European peer countries?
Yeah, when it comes to kidneys, the most recent figure we have is that 21% of the kidneys in this country were not transplanted. 21% of those collected were not transplanted. That's about double the rate you find in other countries, in comparable countries in Europe. Now, I want to hasten to say that the reasons for this are multifactorial, or at least in dispute. The people who put the organs in say that the OPOs do a bad job of transporting them. But others say that the surgeons who are implanting the organs are kind of picky. They want the very best organs because that's how their programs are judged. And so they discard organs that might come from, say, an older person or a person who has some other comorbidities. So you can't lay that entirely at UNOS's door, but certainly they are involved.
So here comes the Biden administration. What kind of changes are they looking for in the system?
There are many, many changes, but the key one that they're going to do is to break up what UNOS does into several contracts. They're going to say, UNOS, here's four or five tasks that you're now in charge of. We're going to bid those out. We're going to see what other ideas are out there for doing your technology, for doing your policy, for doing your accountability, for doing your logistics. And those are hypothetical. I don't know exactly what each contract is going to be for. They haven't decided yet. But what they've come to decide is that after 37 years, this one nonprofit has become sort of ossified and set in its ways, and they want to see what the best and the brightest in each of these areas have to offer. The way to do that is to offer the possibility of taking pieces of this contract and see what is proposed to the government.
This all comes from a 1984 law passed by Congress. Can the administration, can the executive branch do this without Congress changing that law?
Another thing that's in dispute, which, you know, is another one of the frustrations of the organ transplant system. UNOS considers technology that undergirds the whole system to be its own, that it developed it and it owns it. And that in the law that you mentioned, the Organ Transplant Act, it's sort of the agency that was written, it was the agency they had in mind when they wrote that law. And it has to be a nonprofit that's functioning as a quasi-governmental agency, and there are all these restrictions. Well, the position of some people is that that law has to be rewritten by Congress, which, as your listeners know, it's a very difficult thing to get Congress to agree on anything right now. Carol Johnson, the head of the of HRSA, the government agency that oversees UNOS, says she has a legal opinion that gives her the authority to do it if Congress doesn't act. She'd rather that Congress act, but if they don't, she can do it on her own.
And what would that look like, assuming that legal authority there, Lenny, in our last minute? Is it tomorrow we have a new system? Is it we're going to fix the plane while we're flying? What form would that take?
It's the latter. So let's envision they put out these contracts and a bunch of people bid on them. And then they select, you know, let's say four other organizations to work with UNOS or without UNOS. Then they have to figure out a way to knit all these changes into the existing system while it is still functioning. Remember, organ transplant goes on in this country 24/7, 365. It never stops. It never should stop, because when that liver becomes available, it needs to be raced to the place where the recipient needs it. So all this has to be done on the fly, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that works.
Lenny, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Lenny Bernstein, reporter for The Washington Post. He covers health and medicine. He talked to us about plans aimed at overhauling the U.S. organ donation system. If you have an experience with that system as a donor or recipient, love to hear about your experience. You can email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.